Tonight's daf is daf Yud Ches. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara says, "V'hatani Ashulchan Hayanasun Mechetzi Abayis Ulefnim." So it's talking about the way the three kelim were arranged in the Kodesh, which is the menorah, the shulchan, and Mizbeach Hazav. So the Gemara says the shulchan was placed halfway into the bayis, lifnim, towards the inside, and
away from the door to the Kodesh.
Exactly. Yeah, I believe that's from the Kodesh. I think in the center of the Heichal itself. Let's see if they explain this on the side here.
No, it's halfway of the whole building, including.
So it's 13 Amma, so it's 15.
It's 15, which, right. Which it was 20 and 10.
Which would be the same thing, because within the Heichal itself is also 10. Right, the Azar was 10, the Heichal was 10, and then the Kodesh Kedashim was 10.
I thought the Heichal was 20.
I think the whole thing is.
According to this, the art school picture here, the Heichal is 40. And the Kodesh Kedashim is 20.
Okay, so it's 60. Okay.
Right, it was 20 and 10 in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. So it's 40 and 60, and I guess they have the Shulchan set up at the 30 points.
At the 30 points. That's 10, so it's halfway into the
halfway,
Kodesh.
Including the entire, including the Kodesh Kedashim.
Or also the Kodesh itself. Because the Kodesh itself is 20.
Right.
So no, the Kodesh is 40. No, the Azara is 40, 20. They probably combined the Azara and the Kodesh together.
Okay.
The Mizbeach itself is. Anyways, fine. So it's 15. It's 30 amos in, which is halfway into the entire base of Mikdash, and Mashach Menakosa Shte Amos Umechsa, and it's 2.5 amos off the northern wall. Klapi Atzafon Umenorah Kenegdo Bedarim, and corresponding to the Shulchan was the menorah in the south, and the Mizbeach Hazav Hayanasim Emsa Bayis was placed in the center of the bayis, 30 amos in, and also between north and south as well. Mamish the center in the nucleus. And Cholek as a bias, and divided the base of Mikdash entirely from north to south to east to west. Mechet to Lefnim, but Mashach Kima Klapichot. But it was slightly protruding outwards towards the exit of the entrance to the Azara. This way, there's this based on the Psukim that the Shulchan and Menorah are able to look at each other. So it was pushed out a little bit. So the Gemara says, V'chulan haya nosen mishlish habayis vilefnim. And all of it was a third of the bias. And inside, meaning what? So if you divide up the entire base of Mikdash, including the Kodesh Kedashim, which is he's doing a different calculation here in the Masifta. I think he's doing it based on the Mishkan here. He says the whole thing's 30 amos.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas in the base of Mikdash itself, the Kodesh Kedashim was 20, not 10.
Right.
Because it was 10 one way, 10 the other way, and the Aaron not Ben Amida.
Right. So he's doing based on, it seems like he's based on, either. Yeah, so he said, so everything's a third, everything's a one shlish inside the base of Mikdash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mar now says, Esther menoros asa Shlomo, Shlomo melch made 10 menoros. Shinemar, as it says, Vayansis menoros hazav Esther kimishpatim. He made 10 menoros the way it was supposed to be done. Vayitain bahechal chamesh miyam and chamesh mismol. There are 5 menoros on the right, 5 on the left. So what does it mean the right? What does that mean in the left? Eden Tamar, if you're going to suggest Chamesh B'Tzafon V'Chamesh B'Darom, if there's 5 in the north and 5 in the south, Mamish in the north, where the Shulchan is, and 5 in the south where the other menorah was, well then, Halo Ein Menorah K'Shera Ela B'Darom. But the menorah in the north won't help, because you need the menorahs to be in the south for it to be kosher, Shinemar. And it says, Ves HaMenorah Nochach HaShulchan Al Yerach HaMishkan Teimana. It has to be in the south. So why would you put 5 of the 10 menorahs of Shlomo up in the north? So Matam Alomer Chamesh Miyamin Chamesh Miso. What does it mean, right and left? Ella Chamesh Miyamin Menorah So Shech Moshe V'Chamesh Mismolo. That right and left, north and south of the menorah, but they were all on the southern part of the Beis HaMikdash. Mar now says, Afa Pikein, even though you had 10 additional menorahs in the south, Lo Haya Mavir Ella Shel Moshe Bavad. They only light the menorah of Moshe Beinu, not the other ones. Shenemar, it says, Menorah Sazov Menoroseha Levayer Be'erev Ba'erev. The menorah is what they lit each and every single night. That's a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim. But comes along Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Yehuda Omer. He says, Al Kulan Haya Mavir, they would burn all the menorahs, all 11 of them, 10 plus Moshe. Shenemar, it says, Ves menorahs the menoros, the multiple ones, they would be lighting. Warnow says, Pasuk describes the menoros as va'perach va'neros va'melkachayim zahav. the different ornaments, the flowers, the candles, the mekalchim, or the little shovels, they were all made of gold, zav. Who michlos zav? What do you mean michlos zav? Michlos lashon vayachulu, to clean out, to finish. Hein kilu zahavo shel Shlomo. By making all these menorahs, it ends up wiping out, getting rid of all the gold. That's how expensive, how much gold it was. So the Gemara says, Tani Rav Yehuda b'shem Asi, Haya Shlomo notel elef kikre zav mach nisan. Shlomo took 1,000 amounts kikare zav and put them into the chur, into this big oven, umotzi, and then he took out the gold. Ad the ad shehu mamidan al echad, until it all became one kikar. All of it got burnt away till he finally purified the gold down to one kikar zav. L'kai mashinemar, to fulfill the pasuk, kikar zav tahor asay osa. One pure kikar of zav was what's used for the menorah. So Gemara now says, Tani, the Braisa tells us that Amar Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Yehuda Maisa b'menorah zav she'asa Moshe b'midbar. It describes how Moshe made his golden menorah. V'hayisa yisera dinar zav. It actually had an extra dinar zav in that amount. It wasn't a kikar, it was a kikar zav plus a dinar. V'chnisu lakur, shmonim pam. He placed it into the oven 80 times. V'lo chasa klum, and nothing got removed from it. So how could that make any sense? When it came to Shlomo HaMelech, he took 1,000 kikar zav and he burnt it. Doesn't say how many times here, but the Mepharshim say he burnt it 1,000 times, and he lost 999 of them. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu place it 80 times, which is less, but still, how could he lose nothing? Something must have got burnt away. So Gemara says, V'yeh, it makes sense. Because ad lo yikam abreira, until you get to a pure piece of gold, havi chaser sagin, it's going to, each time, it's going to continue to get rid of all the bad stuff from the gold. But min du kayim abrari, but if you have one that's already bar, a pure piece of gold, which is what Moshe had, then lo chaser klum, it's not going to lose anything, no matter how many times you place it in the oven. If it's pure gold, the gold won't burn away. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, in the bottom of the Amud, shlosh yasei shofros, there are 13 different kupos, of boxes, to collect money in the base of Mikdash. Hayu b'mikdash v'chasav aleim, they said the following. Tiklin chadasin, tiklin hadikin, well, tiklin chadasin are the new shkalim, tiklin chadasin atikin are the old ones, kinin, which are baskets of the bird's nests, Gozlei Ola, Eitzim, Livona, Zav, Lakaporis, and Shisha, Linadav, and six of them were set aside for the Nadav. So the Gemara explains what each of them were used for. Takan Chadasan, the new Chadasan is really Chadashan, the new Shkalim, Shebechol Shana Vashana. When a person would bring the Machatzis HaShekel for the year, they placed it in that kupa that said Tiklin Chadasan. The Vatikin, what was the Taklin? What was the Tiklin Atikin, the old Shkalim box used for? Mishalo Hevi Eshakade, so a person who didn't bring last year's Shkalim, he wanted to be Mashalim this year, so Shoka Lashana Haba, so he pays it this year, but he puts it in the old, the basket that says the old Shkalim. Kinim, what was the box of Kinim used for? Hein Torim, it refers to the doves that were used to buy birds. And when it comes to the Gozlei Ola, Hein Bnei Yonah, that refers to, that's right, the Torim were the, what's English for the Torim? What type of birds they say this is?
What?
For the Torim. Torim are?
Turtle doves,
fine. That was, they have to be, they're young, and when they're only kosher, when they're very, when they're big, rather. And the Gozlei Ola was to get the Bnei Yonah, the doves, which were only kosher when they're small, but not when they're big. So they had separate boxes to give the fund those different birds. And Kulan Olos, and both the baskets of Kinim and Gozlei Ola were to collect money for birds that were used for Olos only. Not for Chataos, but for Olos purposes. That's all Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Chachamim Omer, Chachamim argue and say, Echad Kinim, Echad Chatas, Echad Ola. No. The kinim were to collect all types of baskets for the birds, whether it was a chantas, whether it was an ola. And it was one person have to bring, but the gozei ola were for kulan olos. So when a person has the chiv to bring, a yoledes, for example, brings a kinim, so she brings one of the birds as a chantas, one of the birds as an ola. So she would go to put money in the basket, the box that said kinim. The person's making nadava. I want to make a nadava to bring two birds, so that's both of them are olos. The davos are always olos, so that money would go to the box that said gozlei ola. And that's all according to the chachamim.
So if somebody had a chiyuv to bring a pair of kinin, a chatas and ola, they would just put money in the basket, and then the kohanim would just take two birds for them?
Yeah, exactly. They pay, exactly.
Not like the other karbanos where you would actually buy the animal outside the mikdash and bring it in.
Right, if you bring it on your own, so then...
But Kenan people didn't do that.
Right. The Gemara says, in terms of the practice, the Gemara says, that...
I think the Kenim and they in general didn't do that. You didn't bring your own birth.
No, but the Gemara says that there are two junctions when you could decide which is a chatas, which is an ola. Either shas lakicha or shas malika, I think the Gemara says in Yuma. So there is some relevance where you maybe can buy them. I don't know exactly how it worked.
Right, because the other animals, they were markets
bring,
right outside.
Exactly. So I'm not sure why the birds didn't have that. I don't know why it wasn't available for that.
Right.
I don't know. Let's see, maybe we'll address it here. We'll see. So the Gemara then says, HaOmer HaRei Alai Eitzim. The person says, I took upon myself Eitzim, so this was not listed in, oh yeah, it was listed one of these things in the Mishnah, so I wanted to donate some lumber to the Beis HaMikdash, so Lo Yifchos Mishnei Gzir. He has to bring at least two logs of wood, I guess. And if a person says a Lavona, I want to bring myself some Lavona, so Lo Yifchos Mikometz, he has to bring at least a Kometz, a handful of Lavona to fulfill that Nedava. A person wants to bring a zav, some gold, a golden coin, lo yifchos mi dinar zav. Can't be any less than a dinar zav. So those were the first seven shofros, and then the shisha, the remaining six were the nedava. So the nedava mahayo osin, so these six boxes would fill up of just stam nedava, it's just I want to help the base of Migdash. So what was it used for? Mahayo osin ba, lo kin ba olos, and they would collect the olos. We learned a few times already in the Masechta that whenever it's inactive, when the mizbeach is inactive, you want to try to keep it very active, so we just buy an animal and put it on the mizbeach and shecht it as an ola. So that was taken from the nedava funds. So what would happen with these nedavos? So the Gemara says, habaser lashem, the entire flesh would go up burnt, kula lashem, the oros, the hide, would go lekohanim. And the Mishnah concludes saying, zeh medjish shadarish Yehuda Yehoyada kohen gadol, asham hu asham ashom Asham Lashem. Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it says Asham three times. So it seems like there's a contradiction. On one hand, it says Asham Hu, and the din of an Asham, regular Asham, that Kohen gets to eat from this. But then when it calls it Asham Lashem, it sounds like a Kula Kala. The whole thing's burnt, and the Kohen get no Chalik in it. So Zaklal, so this is the principle, he says. Kol Shubba Mishim Chatas Mishim Ashma Yukach Behem Olos. So anything that comes, the purpose of a Chatas, or for Asham, and there's leftover fund, the person sets aside a certain money, and there's surplus, so that money, yilkach bem olos, you should use the extra money to buy olos. And what do you do with that ola? So the basa goes lashem, it gets burnt up, v'ha'oros lekohanim, and the hides go to the kohanim. So we see now, nimsu shnei k'suvim kayam, so now both psukim make a lot of sense. Ashim lashem, ashim lekohen. It's both, it's a split. It's a split that part of it goes to Hashem, and part of it goes to the Kohen. So Gemara, and Mishnah finishes off now, Omer, and says, Kesev Ashem v'chesev hatos lo yuva beis Hashem la'kohanim yihu. So this as well, that it says the Kesev Ashem, you don't bring it to the beis Hashem, but you bring it to the Kohanim. So we see there's a connection between the Ashem and the Chatas. One second here. Right. Talking about a situation where a person already received a kapara. So you can't bring a kapara, another chatas of a person already received a kapara. So what's it telling us, describing here? It's saying any kesef ashem, kesef lachatas, any extra money you have from those that already were fulfilled, those the chiyuvim, lo yiva beis Hashem, rather la kohanim yihu. They should be at least partially for the kohanim. In other words, you bring olos, and the oros go to the kohanim. Gemara now says in the bottom of the Amud, Tanya Amir of Yehuda Lohaya Shofar Shakinim B'Yushalayim V'Pnei HaTarovos. So he says there were no boxes of the Kinim in Yushalayim for those who are Chayv Achatas and Chayv and Ola because of a mixture. Shema Thomas Achas, perhaps one of the women who dropped off their money in the shofar, maybe she'll die. And now there's a din of Achatas Shemesa Ba'aleh. A person set to side a Harbin Chatas, and the owner dies, so now that chatas, or the money, or the animal has to get rid of it. So now what happens is all these funds of money, and one lady drops her money in, that she wants the olos to be brought on her behalf, and she dies, so now somewhere in there, there's ma'ur of maos, of a chatas shemei sebala, and now all the money has to go to the Yam HaMelech. So therefore, v'nimsu d'mei chatos mesos ma'ur avim behen, there's going to be mixtures of money that's supposed to go Yam HaMelech, and we want to avoid that. So therefore, there was no shofar of kinim. I guess what would have to happen is, according to Yehuda, you have to bring your own bird to the base of Mikdash in order to ensure that it happened. Okay. So the Gemara says, V'hatani, but doesn't the Braisa say, Ha'isha sha'amra harei alai kain. A woman says, it's upon me to bring a basket. because she was Yoledes, Mivia Demekein Venosanta Beshofer. She takes the value, what it costs to buy such a basket, such a nest of two birds, and she puts it in the shofar. So why aren't we concerned? Vochelas Bekachim, and that evening she could go back and eat Kachim, Yoledes can't eat Kachim, so the carbon brought, so she could know for sure that it definitely was brought. We're not concerned that perhaps the Kohanim were lazy. That's a klal we have, that Kohanim are very zariz. So she could be sure that they brought the karbanos, and by evening she could eat the karbanos, her own karbanos. And at the same time, the Kohen doesn't have to be concerned that the lady who just dropped off her money this morning, that she may have died on the way home, they could assume that she's alive still and bring the chatas. So how come here the Brisa says we're not choshesh for someone dying, and Rabbi Huda was choshesh? So the Gemara says no. Ki kamrina, when Rabbi Huda said there's a problem, is mechata shemesu balein vaday. When someone vaday died, they know someone died there, then there's going to be a problem. So he's not concerned on a regular basis that's happening, but it does happen. It's something that will eventually happen. Now when it does happen, now you're stuck. You're stuck with a woman whose money is stuck within the basket here, and then you can't do anything with the basket of money. So for that reason, he said it's better in all cases to avoid having these shofros of the kinum. That's all Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, V'yamrinan, if you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda was really choshesh of this maybe happening, so then why there's a way around it. Let's say someone did die. You can nivor arba zuzeh, which is the value of, take out four coins, and say, these are the four zuz of that lady, and then throw them in the Yam HaMelech, and everything else is permitted. V'nishchi b'nahar, and throw it into the river. V'idach lishtari, and the remaining money will be permitted. So why? That seems to be a very reasonable suggestion. So Gemara says, ha'amrina ba'alma, we know throughout Shas that Rabbi Yehuda is the shita who holds less le breira. We can't do breira. The woman brought four zuzim. There's some are there. If you could find out which ones are hers, great. You can't figure it out. You can't say Breira and try to say figure out and say even though that wasn't hers, we're going to switch things around. Breira doesn't work according to Rabbi Yehuda, and for that reason you're stuck. There are four coins stuck. Some are in these shofros, and it all goes to the Yam HaMelech. Therefore, he said that you should never have any of these shofros collecting the kinum.
So the Chachamim would call it Yesh Breira, and that was the right, if they knew somebody died, that was
the that's what they would do.
That's the procedure they would do.
I would imagine so, yeah. Okay. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi Bey Rabbi Bon Amar. He said, the Rabbi Ba Bar Mamal Ba'i, he asked the following question. Amar Hare Alai 8, Mevi Gizar Echad. Because we said in the Mishnah, if you say 8 Sim, so you bring Shnei Gizar 8 Sim. You have to bring 2. But what happened to the guys that want to bring myself a piece of wood? So can you say he'll be Yossi with just one Gizar Echad? Would one log be sufficient? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Lazer, Masnisa Amrakein, the Mishnah says this, Shezeh Karbon Bifnei Atzma, Vezeh Karbon Atzma. The Mishnah Yuma indicates that each log is considered its own independent carbon. How do we see this? Gehaidi Datinim Taman, the Mishnah Yuma tells us that when it describes the way you bring the Kohanim, they bring a cow or different animals, they discuss in the Mishnah how to break up, who takes, how many people carry the head, and the right leg, and the left leg, and the different parts. So in that description, the Mishnah says, Shnaim biyodam shnei gizrei eitzim, two in the hand, they have two logs of wood here, and karbon l'rabos, it's eitzim, it's based on because a karbon, even eitzim are considered karbonos. Fine. But we see from all this, though, that each one, each gizrei eitzim is called the karbon bifnei atzmo. So even though he's holding them two separately in each hand, each one's called a karbon in their own right, and therefore if a person does say that harei alai eitz, he gets off the hook with bringing just one Gizar Echad would be sufficient to fulfill his obligation of this nether he took upon himself of Hare Alai 8. Gemara now says that Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Amar Ovion Amma, the thickness of the log of wood, is Bama Sochekes, which is a thick Amma. So there's two types of Amma, two types of Tvachim. So one's a little bit more giving, a stretched out Amma, and Arkan Bama Geduma. But the length of it was only an amma, a tight amma. So an amma, let's assume an amma right now, just for our purposes, is the elbow to the middle finger, which is called an amma. So the thickness would be a pretty thick piece of wood, I guess. Must be a big tree, but I guess you have a whole big tree like that. It makes sense. So it's like almost like a square. It's going to be this thick and this long. And again, the length is going to be slightly shorter than the width of it. So I guess it would be the diameter. Right? So the Gemara then says that Rabbi Chona, b'shem Rabbi Ami, kimin tortani. He argues, tortani is apparently some type of equal scale. What he's trying to say is that the width and the length should be equal, and doesn't say which way, but the Mepharshim say a tight ama. Not sure if we're going to have a minyan or not. We only have four here. You have two?
Only eight times. Everyone else is going.
Okay. Shkoyach. So, it's going to be ama by ama in almost a square. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak lefishalo haya makum hamaracha el ama al ama. The reason why you could only have an ama by ama is because that was the only available space on the Mizbeach that Moshe made was an ama by an ama. Lefikach lo haya bo el ama geduma. Therefore, they only had a mount for a very tight ama to fit on top of the Mizbeach. V'tani Kain, the Brisa says the same idea that there's only an ama by ama on top of the Mizbeach because ama hayasod, because the you saw the little platform that stuck on the bottom was a width of a ama, and ama sovev, and on top there's another ama that went around the mizbeach, which got a little shorter, and ama karkov, which another area where the kohen would walk around was an ama, and then ama kronos, and then the corners would take out another ama, and then v'ama maracha. So again, the whole doesn't tell us the width of the mizbeach. I think
it was five by five.
Yeah, it was 5x5, exactly. So the first Amma was Yesod, that was the platform in the bottom. Then Amma Sovev, just a little decoration of some sort. Then a third Amma was the Korko, where they walk around. The fourth Amma was the corners. So now all you have in the center is just an Amma by Amma to place one log by Amma, tight Amma by Amma, on top of the Mizbeach for the firewood. Gemara now says, Levona lo yifchos mikometz. The Levona, if a person dedicates, Levona has to be at least a kemitza. So Gemara says, Nemar kan azkara. It says by Lavona the word Askara. V'nemar l'halan, by Lechem upon him, it says Askara as well. So make a gzera shavama, Askara homer l'halan. Later on, milokometz, then it comes to Lechem upon him. The Lavona that's used with the Lechem upon him is a milokometz, a full hand, milokumtzah, the pasuk says. Af Askara homer kan, milokometz. So too, when a person makes an adava, you should model after the Lavona that's used for Lechem upon him, which is a milokometz. The Gemara says, "Ima azkara hamur lahalan shnei komtzim, but lechem upon him, it's two kmitzas you need. Saf azkara lahamur kan shnei komtzim. So a tourist person takes upon himself a nedava of bringing lavona, it should also be two komtzim to fulfill that chiyuv. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Ila klum lamdu lekometz ela mimincha schote. You know what? We don't really learn the source from lechem upon him. Rather, Minchas Achote also says Azkara, and the Shir of Minchas Achote is a Melokometz, so too for a Nadava of a Levon, it also has to be Melokometz. So Gemara says, wait a second, continues the Drasha, Malahal and Kometz HaChaser Pasul, just like by Minchas Achote. If it's a Kometz missing a little bit, slightly less than a Kemitza, Afkan, so to hear, Kometz HaChaser Pasul. So if you bring a Levona for a Nadava, and if a little bit less than the kemitza, it also would be disqualified, just like a minchas chote. Gemar now says, Amr Rabbi Yosef Milsa de Rabbi Ila Amra, the words of Rabbi Allah said, Shem amisnadev levona mevia mekomso shokohen. Person who gives in the dava, levona should be brought according to the size of the kohen, not the size of the one bringing it, because the kohen is the one who's doing the kemitza, so it should go according to the size of the hand of the kohen. So Rabbi Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah v'afilu b'komets ha-balim. He argues and says, no, you can even bring according to the size of the baal, which seems to be a very fundamental machlokas. They don't explain it here, though. But Pashas is it should be the kmitza of the kohen, because he's the one who does the kmitza for minchas kohen, minchas chote. But I'm not sure what the basis is for Rabbi Chizki, why he thinks even the komets of the baalim should be sufficient as well. They don't call anything down here. Okay. Explain, it has something to do with don minei minei v'oke basara. That's discussion. We learn gzeir shava, do you apply it in the new context or not? Okay. Gemara now says, zav lo yifchos, a person dedicates to bring gold, so it should be a dinar zav, the Mishnah said. Comes along, Amar Rabbi Elazar, v'hushi hizkir tzur. It's only if he mentions, I want to bring a tzur, I want to bring a matbeah. If you say, hare alai matbeah zav, so then you bring a dinar zav. Aval im lo hizkir tzur, if you don't say a shape or any type of object, you just say zav. So then, maybe afilu tzinora. If you bring even a small little fork, that also will satisfy your nedava. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Shisha l'nedava. There were six shofros that were used to collect the funds for the nedava. So Amar Kineged, why six? What's the basis? Why dafka six? Chizk Amar Kineged Shisha bati avos. The way it worked was there were 24 mishmaros. The Kohanim were split up into 24 mishmaros. Each of the mishmaros had 2 weeks to work during the year. Now, in each week, it was broken down, they broke each mishmar into six groups. They're called Beis Avos. Sunday was one group, Monday was a second group, Tuesday. So there's 6 days through Friday, so six Beis Avos in each mishmar. So connecting those Shisha Bati Avos, they had six shofros for the Nedavos. That's one suggestion. Bar Padya Amar, connected Sheish Behemos, connected six animals. The six types of animals that are brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Par, Vegel, Sawyer, Ayel, Gedi, Vitle. So connected those animals, that six shofros. Third opinion is Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, connected Shisha, Karbanos, connected six Karbanos. Kine Zavim, Kine Zavos, Kine Yoldos, Chataos, Ashamos, Menachos, Asir, Saifa. Six types of Karbanos. The first one was six animals. These are six types of categories of Karbanos. And then the fourth opinion is Rabbi Yochanan Shayidei Shenadava Meruba Riboy LaShofros Harbei. There was no real correlation of the number six. It was just there. A lot of people would dedicate to this Nadava fund, so they felt that six was a good amount of boxes in order to secure all the money. Okay. Gemara now says, Ksiv, it quotes the Pasuk, that Ukichalosem Heviu Lefnei HaMelech V'Yehoyada. So what's the question here? There's not much, again, a classic Yushalmi, which doesn't really explain what's going on here, but sounds like there are two different nedavos that were brought here. Right, according to apparently a pasuk in Malachim, so the funds that were collected, there's one box of money that was collected that was supposed to be used for one pasuk was used for the Bedek Habayis. And then another pasuk, which is what we're quoting here, Kachalosim Yaviu Lefnei HaMelech V'Yoyada, sounds like it was a box that was used to create Kli Sharis. So there's a steer in the psukim whether it was used for Bedek Habayis or for Kli Sharis. And so the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yishmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonas on Amar Shtei Nedavos Aser. There are two. There are two different boxes of Nedavos. Some Nedavos were used for the Bedek Habayis, and some Nedavos were used for the Kli Sharis. Gemara now says, we'll finish off the parak here in the top of Yotes. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel Nedava Achas. There's really all one Nedava. So how do you reconcile the Psukim? So he explains, Dechsev Aikach Yoyada Akoin Aaron Echad. He took one box. Vayikov Chor Bedalto. He placed a hole in the door. Vitin also Eitam Mizbeach Miyamin. And he placed it next to the Mizbeach. So unclear then, if there's one box, how do you deal with the Stira? But they describe a pasuk where the box is placed somewhere else. So Amar Rav Huna, mipnei ha-tumeim. They put one box outside so the tumeim, people who are not allowed to enter the base of Mikdash, they could drop off their money as well. But the purpose, the money was used for the same funds of the Bedek Habayis funds. One was inside for those who could enter in, one was outside for those who were tumeim and could not enter in. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechuna, b'shem Rabbi Yosef, ach lo yase beis Hashem sipos kesev mizamrus. So how he explains the pasuk again, the way they're describing the Yishalmi is that all the money was used for the Bedek Habayis. Once it completed, when there is no need for any of the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, so then they're able to use the rest of the funds for the Kli Sharis. And that's why the steer in the Psukim is talking about, again, initially for the Bedek Habayis, and anything remaining would be used for the Kli Sharis. Okay, Hadron Lach, Perek Yud Gimel Shofros. Okay, Shkoyach for coming tonight, guys.